No offensive. We react to actions, but never plan them out, think them out, and say, here's what got to be done. I mean, overall, genuine. Now, we've got to get some people to do that. Maybe we're going to have to spend some time in regular staff meetings. Each one of these men say that their people don't feel that we get enough out or we have enough ideas to get out of their departments what we need. So I would assume that both Greenfell and Sylvester and Mundy don't believe we're taking the leadership and we're competent to guide this ship in its broad aspects from an international standpoint. Now, if we are competent, we're going to have to show them we are. We're going to have to soup it up and do something to get their confidence, because we've got to get their votes. If we don't, well, we've lost the election. And we don't have them now. And I don't think that we need to be irritated by it. I think we just got to be prepared for it.
Well, I think that there's a couple of things that we've got to keep in mind. One is there's an awful lot of stuff that goes through this town and always has gone through this town, which to the people who stay in this town all the time sounds like the nation talking. I don't believe that the country is sold on the fact that you beat Goldwater only because people were afraid of Goldwater. I think that might be a theory that's being pumped around in this town.
I think it is by two forces, the progressive Republicans who want to show that if they'd have been listened to, it'd have been better, right, by the Kennedy people who do not want to acknowledge me, and number three, by the columnists.
They
have a vacuum because we are not really in control of them.
But I think that I don't believe that out in the country itself that theory is adopted.
I don't think it is yet. I think it could be.
Now, the second point, I think that there is a kind of a little professional clique in this town. I think that I've never been able to quite put my finger on it. But when I was flying up from Mexico last night, I ran into a fellow named Harkness who was in the embassy in Athens when we were there in 1961. And I dimly remembered him. The first thing he said to me, he said, when is Salinger going to take over USIA? And I said, oh. I said, what have you heard about that? And he said, well, my understanding is that Carl Rohn is going to become Secretary of AGW, and that Salinger wants USIA and is going to get it. Now, the reason that seems a little significant to me is here's a man from the other side of the world. He'd been assigned in Peru, and he's just coming up here for a few days before touch base, as he puts it, before going on back. But I think there is kind of a clique around this town.
That's right, and they are circulating more, and they're more attractive, and they have more better dinner partners, and they're more interesting, and they're more exciting than we are socially and otherwise, and they do that.
Oh, and I have a hunch that that's going to be one of your most important posts in the next 4 years.
It's
one that gives me some serious concern, because I think that most of these domestic issues are strictly for the birds. I mean, we got a lot of things that ought to be done. Should be done out of humanity, and should be done out of charity, and should be done just because they should be done. But I really don't think there's any great domestic issue right now that agitates anybody except a few of the intellectuals around Washington. I think the big world issue is peace. And I think that we've got to spend a little time and some real quiet reflection and then start moving on the basis of knowing what we're doing. And I think that your key spots are going to be the State Department and USIA and AID. And that there is where I think you just have to have not only men of extreme ability, but men in whom you personally have a feeling of confidence and rapport.
Well, our trouble is, George, we do not have acquaintances that we know that we can have personal. We just don't do them. St. Marcus didn't produce them. And you haven't been able to produce them from your Chicago background. We just don't have those people. We have to take people at Stanton or Don Cook or some of these people who feed into us. But the first thing we got to do is write in our own office before we go to rewriting the world picture of the State Department and USIA and those others. I agree with you. I wouldn't play down the domestic as much as you do, but I sure agree that 80% of it's the other. And medical care is awfully important, and domestically these new ones are going to be running awful strong, and the rewriting the House rules and purging and all that's going to be a big problem for them. But the first thing we have to do is we have to get a replacement for Dungan on personnel upstairs, and it's got to be top flight. We've got to get a replacement for O'Brien, I would guess. I haven't talked to him, but he wants promotion. We've got to get a replacement for O'Donnell, and we've got to get a replacement for Andy Hatcher, our co-press director. So we ought to be considering quick that and see who is obtainable and who is best. Now, I want somebody that I wouldn't hesitate to send to compete with De Gaulle or Earhart's people or the Russian people. And I want him to be broad, a man of good experience that could help formulate and help lead and could help manage my image to the country and to the world. Now, I want your recommendations, and I want several that we can adjust to. But we'll talk about it later, and you be thinking about it. We'll get together. I don't know anything else.
Okay, should I tell them anything at all for the briefing this morning?
Well, I don't have anything that I know of.
How about these great society reports?
We've got out that yesterday. I think it just adds fuel to the fire. They're not great society, but we'll... I don't want them tried in the reports before I see them, and I haven't seen them. And
right.
I don't want them to go to picking out the task force members. So I would just say yes, that he is working on personnel and on various reports from various departments. And he's had a discussion this morning with Secretary Udall, and he'll be meeting with him later. And that he has had some conversations with Bundy this morning on the world picture. And he's talked to some governors around the country this morning. I don't know which ones, but that... they may ask you about my guests at the weekend. I hope not. But tell them that you'll look into that immediately and let them know. I wouldn't give them much if I could avoid it.
No, I won't.
Okay.